Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Arisha, have you ever had to stop yourself from going too far with something?
Literally every day.
I was going to say, like, do we have time to really list them all? But, you know, I'm thinking about Courtney Cox, how she's been reflecting about getting cosmetic injections. And she's admitted that she's gone a little overboard with them at times.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough for women in general. Yeah. Add on the layer of being in the entertainment industry, and it's downright impossible.
I know.
I feel like there's just so much pressure to be youthful.
Yeah, and I gotta say, at least Courtney's got a really good sense of humor about it.
I mean, she was Monica for 10 years. Of course she's got a good sense of humor. That and an ageless soul.
Yes, and thankfully we also have those. We're 104. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Tuesday, February 22nd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so it happens to the best of us. You find something that makes you feel good about yourself, and then you get a little carried away. For me, it's probably reality TV. For you, it's naps, I would say.
Can you get carried away with naps? I don't think so.
You can. This is actually an intervention. We're not recording today. But sometimes that happens with celebrities and cosmetic work. And one of our favorite friend stars, Courtney Cox, says she knows exactly what that's like.
Yeah, I mean, Courtney's been, I feel like, pretty open about getting fillers in the past, and she's definitely gotten her share of criticism for how the injectables have changed how she looks.
Yeah.
So in a new interview with the Sunday Times, she opened up about chasing youth with cosmetic treatment, saying, "There was a time when you go, oh, I'm changing, I'm looking older, and I tried to chase that youthfulness for years," which I feel like is especially relatable right now. I'm always talking to you about face care. It's killing me.
Yeah.
But Courtney says she started to look really strange with injections.
Yeah. Now, this is not the first time that she's opened up about some of her regrets. She did an interview with New Beauty magazine back in 2017, and she said she got into trouble with the treatments. Mm-hmm. And she said it was hard to notice how bad it was getting because she would, like, go to a doctor, and they'd be like, you look great, but what would help is a little injection here or filler there, which is terrible.
Bad doctoring. Mm-mm.
That is bad doctoring. Like, yeah. You know, we've talked about this, and
yeah.
I get Botox for my TMJ, and he's great. He's never like,
yeah.
He's always like, no, you look great. Like, you don't need to pay for this. And I'm like, thank you. Bless you for saying that, because
yeah.
It's hard out there on the streets.
Yeah, and add on to being a pimp, it's really hard for us.
Yeah, for sure.
Courtney also says, you walk out and you don't look so bad and you think no one noticed, it's good. But she says, before you know it, you're layered and layered and layered. You have no idea because it's gradual until you go, oh shit, this doesn't look right. Which I feel like is true for a lot of things. I mean, a lot of things happen gradually and then one day you're like, oh no.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. Courtney also adds that the work looks worse in pictures than in real life, but lucky for her, she has some real true blue friends, and one of them finally told her she was overdoing it, and she said it was the wake-up call she needed.
That's, like, that's got to be one really hard to say to your friend, and two, really hard to hear.
Yeah. Well, because it's like you want to be supportive, and I feel like you and I have a similar view on cosmetic surgery where it's like whatever makes you feel good, do it. So it's like if your friend's doing it, you assume it's making them feel good. So why would you want to say something?
Right. Good thing they did, though, I guess. And she appreciated it. Like that could have gone really wrong. So these days, Courtney is embracing a more natural approach to aging. She's going to be 60 soon, and I think she looks amazing. Like, I think she's just a fine wine. and she's trying to let go of that need to stay young. In her interview with the Sunday Times, she says she's more grounded now, and she's learned a lot about what to enjoy, what to try to do more of, and what to let go of.
Yeah, she also told New Beauty in 2017 that she dissolved her fillers. She said, I feel as natural as I can be. I feel better because I look like myself. I think that I now look more like the person that I was. Mm-hmm. And she's accepted the fact that everything's going to drop, which that's true for all of us, all the way to the very end.
Yeah, just gotta accept it.
Yeah, but she's not saying no to every treatment because they come up with new stuff all the time. True. And she says she's a believer in microneedling and microcurrent technology. She also told The Times she's a product whore and will try anything, which anybody that calls themselves a whore, I'm immediately good friends with.
Well, you're also a product whore.
Okay. Like, I was hoping we didn't need to bring this up.
No, we do. We're going to bring up all your flaws in this episode. That's what we're talking about today.
Hell of an intervention.
Truly. But honestly, like we've said, like who can blame her? I totally understand that. I think anybody who lives in LA understands that pressure. Anybody who has social media understands that pressure. It's sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a really unfair expectation put on women, especially in the entertainment industry. And you don't see that put on men as much.
Of course not.
We're always throwing the word silver fox
around. I was just going to say, they're silver foxes. And women are grannies. Like, come on.
Right. Oh, my God.
It's double standard.
Not to get off track, but one thing I've started doing is Googling the ages of women who's playing their daughters in movies.
Uh-huh.
And the age difference is like 10 years. It's ridiculous.
And I mean, when they had Olivia Wilde play Justin Timberlake's mom in that one movie, I was like, forget it. But even so, it was just like, but it was just like anything, anything to make women mess with their ages. Like, why do we got to do this?
I know, I know. But thankfully, Courtney is embracing her age more, which is good. I think a lot of women need to do that. And she says she's found herself taking on her best acting work yet. She's actually currently promoting her new show, Shining Veil, which is set to premiere on Stars in early March. And she plays the lead, Pat, who is an erotic novelist battling depression.
Which I'm just really here for this
show.
It sounds really fun. In a recent LA Times interview, Courtney says she's excited by the many opportunities playing all this emotional stuff. She says her character is going through a midlife crisis, and she admits she understands what that's like. Same. Going through midlife crisis every other year, it feels like.
Yeah, we can't tell the future, so we don't know what our midlife is. So we're just in a constant crisis just in case.
Yeah, seriously. Courtney also says being at that stage in life where we don't want to say the word menopause, but that's what she's dealing with, she being her character, Pat.
Yeah.
And that she relates to her character's struggle to be a mom to a teenager and the challenges of marriage, saying some of the best acting moments of my whole career came from this show.
I get that. Like, yeah. she's so known as Monica in that, like, mm-hmm. funny role mm-hmm. that it's like she probably feels like she's really getting into it now. You know what I mean? Which is sad.
Yeah. I mean, it's the Friends curse. I feel like all of them
yes.
are always thought of as these comedic actors. So it's got to be fun to be able to do something very different.
Yeah. But we do have to pay respect to the role of Monica because
yes, iconic.
That's really what gave her start. It made her a household name. But Courtney says she still has a lot more to do.
Yeah, she's very appreciative of her time as Monica. She actually told the LA Times that's how she wants to be remembered.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, me too. She also says, though, I also like to have something else. I want to make a mark not just as one character, but as other characters and other successes. And that she still has a lot more to show. And then Courtney talks about how her success came early when she really didn't know what kind of actor she wanted mm-hmm. to be mm-hmm. and that she didn't have the confidence to push herself to try more challenging parts, which, I mean, I feel like how old were they when they started Friends? It was like mid-20s.
Yeah, they were super young.
So young. She says, when I was starting out, I just wanted to get a job. Now I want to be respected.
And we all said, I know.
Exactly.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.